life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yon, who spent time from, as Michael says, from SpaceX at Boca Chica all the way to San Diego, watching a large number of people moving into the United States and how the Border Patrol and Homeland Security and other aspects of the administration are dealing with these huge numbers. There's a hotel in San Diego, for example, filled with people who've come to the country. Where do they go from there? We're not sure. We're going to the Darien Gap. This is the triple canopy jungle, 60 miles of it, that you must traverse in order to reach the Panama Highway. Once you get to the Panama Highway, the presumption is you'll get a bus ride to the Costa Rica border, then on to Central America's several states, Nicaragua, Mexico, and that will allow you to get to the American border. But what is striking about a video that I see recently on Michael's site, I recommend to everyone to look at it, made by a colleague of his, is that the number of people arriving and the variety of people arriving, young, healthy people with children and not, is enormously overwhelming compared to what it was in 22 and 21. And even when you were there earlier, Michael, from the video that you sent me, I would say I was looking at several thousand people at this little camp.
Oh, yeah. In the Darien Gap, as you know, I was just down there in May, and then I came up to Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, and now in California for Title 42 issues. So I left that border area down in Panama, which is one of the inputs for what we're seeing here, and then came straight here. What we see in Panama and Colombia is that the numbers are dramatically increasing, like over the top, like double the numbers we've ever seen before. And when you're looking at this, you see the U.S. government releasing numbers like, hey, we're seeing a diminishing number of people coming across, you know, the border. Of course, people tend to look at trends. That's what we see as truth. Oh, it's going up or it's going down, right? So if you're going to play psychological tricks on people, you tell them about the trends. The trend is down, right? And so imagine a man with a yo-yo walking up the steps, and they'll tell you, well, the yo-yo is going down. Well, the bottom line is the man's walking up the steps. The yo-yo is clearly going up. You know what I mean? Ultimately, right? And that's what's happening with these day-to-day trends. They'll point to these day-to-day trends, and it looks like it's going down, but it's not. Ultimately, it's all going up. The tide is going up. We see down in the Darien Gap, you know, the U.S. government realizes at this point, I'm in contact with some amazing people that are, you know, opposition. Let's put it that way. They're the people that are actually pumping the people through there. They know that I and my various teams, we have the Darien Gap stitched up. You can't come through the Darien Gap without us knowing about it, period. You're not going to do it. They're not going to be able to come through the Darien Gap or say that the numbers are down if they're not down. We get daily reports. I just spent more than 2 years building human networks down there. You will not get through any of those key villages without me knowing about it, right? And so what we know down in Colombia, down in Darien Gap in Panama as well, is the numbers are dramatically increasing, and the rate of increase appears to be increasing. It's like the second derivative. I mean, it's really through the roof. And so that's just some of the inputs. Let me fast forward beyond Panama. Many of the people are not even going through Panama. For instance, a lot of the Chinese and others are now flying directly to El Salvador, actually, believe it or not. They're flying to Managua, Nicaragua. They're flying to, some go to Honduras. Not, I don't get too many reports of that, but a lot of them go to places like Cancun in Mexico first, or Mexico City. And some of them actually will go near Tapachula, and then they'll go through top. But the bottom line is there's a lot of other inputs, and that does not include, of course, the Canadian border or the people that are coming ashore in Florida, the dry tortugas and that sort of thing, or washing up on the beach at, you know, Jupiter Beach in Florida. I mean, Miami and that sort of thing. So, I mean, there's a lot of other inputs besides what's happening here, like, you know, in Texas and New Mexico, Arizona and California. There's also people that are just flying in directly from Guatemala, in Colombia and other countries. They just fly to the United States directly. They don't, there's no border issues at all because they're flying to at the, there's probably literally people landing right in front of me as I talk with you. I mean, there's airplanes landing. I'm sitting here looking at the runway. There's airplanes coming in right now. There's literally, we're getting so many people coming in. We don't even know how many. I would say a highly defensible number, highly defensible, is 300,000 a month. That would be an easily defensible number. It's and I would almost certainly bet that it's considerably more than that. I'll let that sink in to people. 300,000 a month. We can defend that. Think about that. The most troops we ever had in Iraq was less than 160,000, right? And you know, most of these people coming in are military age males. This is not a joke. This is actual war migration. It's highly disruptive. Even if they never plan to do anything bad, you know, but they can be weaponized, and just their presence alone is weaponized, is a weaponization, right? This is unbelievable. I mean, this is a permanent, you know, people keep asking me, how can we recover? I'm like, well, how can you recover from getting hit by a train? You know what I mean? It's very difficult to recover from getting hit by a train. You have to not get hit by the train. We're getting hit by the train and dragged down the way right now. In this hotel that I'm at by the airport, I went downstairs this morning and got off the elevator and took a turn, and I saw there's a gaming convention here. So I see all these people playing these games, you know what I mean? Those board games and, you know, war games and stuff. And I was just like, do you even have any idea what's going on? We're right at the LA airport. You are not just near the front lines. You are behind the lines. This country is literally being invaded. It's being destroyed. And you're down here playing games. You know what I mean? You know, not, half of them don't even brush their hair. That's what we're dealing with. You know, most of America doesn't get how serious this is. This is actual war. This isn't like maybe we're going to go into a war, or maybe something bad will happen. It is on. This thing is on fire. At least 300,000 a month are coming through right now. And, you know, and that doesn't include the millions and millions that are already here. Nobody even knows how many. Here comes another plane landing now. I wonder how many are on that plane. You know, every airport I go to has people that, you know, again, I've spent more than half of my life outside of the United States in about 90 other countries. So it's not, again, more than half of my life has been downrange in third world countries, all over the world, also Europe, and that sort of thing. It's not hard for me to spot, you know, people that are just fresh off the boat and go to this airport, LAX airport, go to San Diego, go down to McAllen, all over the world, all over the United States. Same thing in Schiphol Airport over in Amsterdam. It's the same thing over in Ireland. When you go to, you know, you go to Ireland, Ireland is being overrun. I went there last year looking at it. You know, and I talked with Mary Lou McDonald. She's the leader of Sinn Féin in Ireland. You know, all she wanted to talk about was equity and equality and these sorts of nonsense things. I said, Mary Lou, shouldn't we be talking about, you know, food and energy? She's like, oh, no, you know, we produce enough food for 25 million people and we have fewer than 8 million on the island. I'm like, Mary Lou, have you seen the streets that we just walked down together? I mean, we just walked down the streets together and there's drunk people all over the place, you know, I mean, just like this country is unprepared for what's happening. Michael, I see this all over the internet. Go ahead, sir.
Michael, does Centerfront have an opinion of what I saw at the Darien Gap?
Centerfront's very upset. The Panamanian government's very upset. I've talked with Centerfront, which is obviously part of the Panamanian government. They're sort of like their army and border patrol, a very professional group. It's taking away from their ability to do counter-narcotics. So it's causing the cartels to actually grow. So the cartels are making huge money off the human trafficking of the aliens, and they're using that cover to do more narcotics. which is damaging Panama, right? So right now, well, about 2 months ago now, in a long meeting with Panamanian government officials, about 2.5 hour meeting, I was told that about 11% of Panama is now new Venezuelans, and it's destabilizing the country. Down in Darien, I was at a place one night, sort of an outside restaurant near one of the camps, near one of the alien camps at San Vicente. And there was about maybe six local Panamanian men, very upset. They're like, we've got to get rid of these people. You know, they're bringing sickness to Darien. They're bringing crime and all sorts of problems. They're knocking on people's doors late at night and, you know, bothering Panamanians down there who want to live peacefully. And so it's causing unrest in Panama, even as their food prices go through the roof in Panama. And by the way, separately but related at the same time, is there's a rain issue in Panama now, and Gatun Lake, which is the lake necessary to operate the Panama Canal, is low on water. So it's decreasing the amount of tonnage that can go through the Panama Canal right now, which, you know, affects how much money they can make, right? It's a big deal.
Well, what I saw on the Darien on this video was alarming in any instance, because it's an overwhelming humanitarian tragedy. Those people are lost. They have no prospects except to get to the U.S. And everybody at Darien Gap is heading to the U.S. That's what Michael has taught me. Michael Yan, he's in Los Angeles watching the airplanes land. However, he's been in the holding areas or the border areas or the transportation areas of the migration for 3 years now, 21, 22, and now 23. And what he's bringing to us is the information that we need to solve this at some point. It does not appear to be imminent, but it can be solved because the people who are pouring through have bad information. They believe that they're welcome in the United States and that there are places for them. That is not accurate. The migrants who have reached New York right now are extremely at risk, vulnerable, and with no obvious future. And New York is, even New York, the sanctuary city, is filling up with migrants in the tens of thousands. Michael Yan in Los Angeles. It's Michael _ Yan for the Twitter address to find links to all of his videos. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Delta Airlines just turned 100 and is already shaping the next century of flight with the Delta Sustainable Skies Lab. Here, they're building the future of flight. Think electric air taxis and next-gen aircraft aiming to cut fuel burn significantly. And this isn't just future talk. Today, their fleet of Boeing 737s have marine-like finlets designed to reshape airflow that reduces drag. The future of travel is more sustainable, and Delta's leading the way. Learn more at delta.com/sustainability.
Greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money, getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four, subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
What does Zyn give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but real freedom. Freedom to do what you love and choose your rewards. With Zyn Rewards, you can redeem points for premium tech, outdoor gear, and gift cards to your favorite retailers. Find your Zyn and keep finding rewards that fit your lifestyle at Zyn.com/rewards. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.